Chapter 4, Lupin. Isidore Beautrelet sat next to the altar with his head in his hands. He heard the inspector's car start up and drive off.
How could I be so wrong? He asked himself.
You're not that wrong,
said a laughing voice from the back of the chapel. Isidore was scared and stood up.
Who's there?
He asked. From the shadows, a figure came walking up to him. It was Dr. Logan, the man who had been kidnapped and taken to help a man who had been shot.
Dr. Logan, what are you doing here?
Asked Isidore. The man laughed.
Dr. Logan is one of my names. Some people may call me that, but I have other names. Maybe you know another.
The man took off his hat and then pulled off a wig. Next came off his fake teeth, a fake nose, and his mustache. He stood up straight.
Ah!
Yelled the boy.
You are
Say it, said the man.
Isidore said softly,
You are Lupin, King of Thieves.
Lupin stood in front of Isidore. He was not too tall or too short. He was not too thin or too fat. He had dark hair and eyes. He was not too young, but not too old. He was not handsome, but not ugly. He was the kind of person that can be seen by many, but remembered by few. The smile was no longer on his face.
I am not a thief, he said.
I don't understand, said Isidore. Every week, there is something in the newspaper about you. Lupin steals a famous painting. Lupin steals some valuable jewels. Lupin steals, Lupin takes. That's all I hear about you. Yet you say that you are no thief.
Lupin's face softened, and he came closer to the boy.
Everything you said is true, Isidore. I do take paintings and jewels. And I did take the famous statues on the front of this chapel. Now you know that they were replaced with plaster copies. I took all of these things, but not for myself. You see, that is why I am not a thief. A thief takes things to keep for himself. Maybe he sells them, but my reasons are different.
He came and sat down next to Isidore. He asked,
Do you know the history of this chapel, Isidore? If you do, you know that all of the kings and leaders of France for over 500 years have visited here. You are a smart boy. Did you ever wonder why? Why here and not another chapel? It is because this chapel has a secret room, just as you thought. In fact, it has many secret rooms, and all of those rooms are filled with treasures. They are filled with the treasures of France, and it is my job to collect them.
Isidore stood up.
Then you are a thief, as I said.
No, sit down and hear the whole story,
ordered Lupin. Then he went on. He said,
France was not doing well 500 years ago. There was much fighting and killing. Homes and buildings were destroyed. Museums and libraries were destroyed. Because of this, the King of France ordered his faithful servant, named Lupin, to go and collect as many of France's treasures as he could. The King wanted Lupin to find a secret place where they would be safe. Lupin traveled the countryside looking for anything that was important to France's people and history. He would take these things and replace them with copies. Then no one would guess that anything was taken. He went on collecting treasures secretly for the king all of his life. But as he started to get older, he knew that he needed to train another man. He needed to train a Lupin for the years to come. And so it began. Each French king asked his Lupin to collect treasures. Isidore, I am the 99th Lupin. I work for the king.
Isidore was shocked, but looking into Lupin's eyes, he knew that he was telling the truth. Lupin gave up his life to keep the treasures of their country safe. Isidore felt a hand on his arm and heard a soft voice.
It's all true, Isidore. He keeps the treasures of France safe until a time when they can all be returned to the people.
Isidore turned and saw a beautiful young woman. It was Raymonde.